Hi, I'm Bill Gephardt with the City of Ames. As a part of today's Earth Day appreciation, we're highlighting various city projects, programs, and services that support sustainability efforts championed by the Ames City Council. My guest is Bill Schmidt, superintendent of the Resource Recovery Plant. Ames made national headlines with the opening of the Resource Recovery Plant in 1975. It was the first municipally owned waste-to-energy facility in the nation. Bill, thanks for being with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your job?
Certainly. I'm glad to be here. What we're responsible for as the Ames Resource Recovery Plant is we take the waste from the majority of Story County, Iowa, is brought into our facility. We sort out the ferrous metal and non-ferrous metal with different machines within our facility. We shred the material. The burnable portion is sent over to the power plant to generate electricity. And the non-burnable portion, which has been ground up, is sent to the Boone County landfill where it's disposed of. And with it being ground up, it takes up less space in the landfill. So that's kind of the 2-cent tour of what we do.
That's great. One thing that we know is that newcomers to Ames are often confused by what they believe is a lack of recycling. But how does our waste-to-energy system stack up against traditional recycling programs in the amount of energy as well as waste landfilled and that sort of thing?
That's a great question. And correct, we do get this quite often. The City of Ames does not have a structured city-sponsored recycling program. Recycling is offered by a number of the haulers. It's a service that you pay for by yourself that is done at the curb service. We then take the remainder of the material, and as I said earlier, we take that material and we process it. And we pull out ferrous metal, non-ferrous metal. We have glass recycling that we do around the community, and we also have food waste diversion product. With all those products and processes combined together, we're able to keep between 70 and 75% of what people throw in their garbage, we're able to keep out of the landfill and find beneficial use for it, whether that be through our glass recycling or organics recycling program, metal recovered, or with the material, the refuse-derived fuel, which is used over the power plant in place of natural gas to generate electricity. With that, it decreases our carbon footprint because if that material was taken to landfill, it has a greater greenhouse gas emissions potential in the landfill than it does using it for waste to energy. So we're able to really reduce the amount of carbon footprint that we have with our waste here in the City of Ames.
Very cool. Well, you talked about already glass recycling, so let's talk some more about it. Where are the bins for glass recycling?
The bins are kind of scattered throughout the county. Here in Ames, we've got bins at both Fairway stores and the parking lot. They're at the Hy-Vee gas stations, the west side of Aldi's. We have one at the Resource Recovery Plant. We also have them scattered throughout the county. As I said, we have one in Slater, one in Huxley, Maxwell, Roland, Story City. And what they are is they're yellow bins, and we ask people to put their container glass, whether it be from pizza sauce, spaghetti sauce, olives, any regular glass like beer bottles or wine bottles that you may have that you aren't doing a deposit on, and just put those glass items in the big yellow bins. And what we do with those bins is we have a contractor that goes around primarily weekly, picks all that glass up, brings it back here, we store it here at Ames. And then that glass is combined together and sent down to Kansas City, where Ripple Glass grinds that glass down. They separate out the brown glass for recycling. The rest of it, they send to Owens Corning, and it's used to make fiberglass insulation. They have magnets to pull out the metal lid. So a vast majority, a high 99% of the glass that's disposed of is recycled and taken care of properly. We've been doing this, probably for almost 11, 12 years now. In 2017, we recycled 110 tons of glass. In 2018, it was 169 tons. In 2019, it was 191 tons. So you can see how this just continues to grow and grow. And it's a great program we've got because glass does not break down the landfill. If it ends up in a landfill, it's going to be there forever. It's a very solid product. And the nice thing about glass is when glass is recycled, it does not lose its chemical consistency. It can be recycled infinite number of times and does not degrade like some of the other products do in the recycling.
Well, that is fascinating. And having the yellow bins all over the county really makes it easy for us to deposit our glass whenever we have it, right?
It sure does. And the thing about doing it that way is it really is kind of twofold, because it helps protect the equipment here at Resource Recovery and also at the power plant, because if that glass happens to get into the RDF fuel going to the power plant, of course, as warm as the boilers are, it melts inside the boilers, and then you've got that glass solidifying on the tubes in the boiler, which creates problems in thermal efficiencies and the overall effectiveness of the boilers.
So another program that you guys have piloted over the last few years is one focused on reducing food waste. So they say as much as 40% of food purchased in this country is thrown away. So what can we do about this? What are you guys doing about this?
That's a great point. So much of the food in this country is bought with good intentions. I'm guilty, as probably most people are. You go to the grocery store and you see a little container of strawberries, and boy, that looks good. But for another $1.10, I can get four times as much. So I get the big container and get shoved in the back of the refrigerator and kind of forget about it. And all of a sudden, they've got hair growing all over them. So what we're really doing with this program is encouraging people to take those items rather than throwing in the trash and have them go to the landfill where they generate methane. We work with a vendor to take those items and get them composted. What people can do is they can buy a bucket from us for $10, or they can use their own pail or ice cream bucket or any container they want. They can bring those items to us, that food waste, whether it be coffee grounds, banana peels, apple cores, and put those into a container that we have on the northeast side of our plant. It's actually at 420 East 2nd Street. It's street address for it. And dispose of it in, it's kind of a orangish, pinkish, coral colored dumpster out there. And we'll take those and we'll get them composted. One of the exciting things we're really excited about here, or at least I am anyway, is we're working with our water and pollution control folks at the sewage treatment plant. They have an anaerobic digester down there. And we're looking to see how we can get this material introduced into an anaerobic digester and collect the methane off of there, and then they'll use it to offset their electrical usage or to heat parts of their facility. And we're able to keep all that really locally, and then any leftover would be field applied as a composting field. So we're really excited about that possibility.
Yeah, that sounds good. I know, just like you said, I always do that too. I have food that I mean to get rid of it, but it winds up going in the trash. So this is a great diversion to that.
It certainly is, and we've had a number of people who do this program, and they say, I didn't realize how much I was actually throwing away until you throw it away individually. And then I had one lady tell me, my garbage doesn't stink anymore. It's because most of that smell is coming from that food that we throw away. So worked out really nice for her.
Yeah, great. And so just moving another subject, what about hazardous waste? Are there things that that shouldn't go in the garbage? How do we dispose of them?
Sure, we offer a program there. We make appointments on Wednesday afternoon and Saturday morning to accept household hazardous waste items. These include cleaning chemicals, lawn chemicals, fluids used in your car. All those items are ones that we really want to keep out of the waste stream. We don't want those getting into the landfill and getting into the water streams. So all you need to do is give us a call at 515-239-5137. And we'll set up a time for you to bring those in. Along with those, we also accept oil, antifreeze, fluorescent light bulbs, rechargeable batteries are a really big thing. We want to make sure we keep those out of the waste stream. And we also accept United States flags. We've got a receptacle for those. We accept those. And then we work with several military organizations, American Legion, and several other ones to make sure they're properly disposed and retired properly. So we also offer that as a service here at the Resource Recovery Plant too.
I think all these are really great programs, you know, geared at reducing our waste and our footprint and all of that stuff. And so could you give us any other key components to waste reduction?
Sure. It really kind of boils down to looking at the waste hierarchy. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and then what we like to say recover for energy. And we need to start at the top. We need to look at how we can reduce the amount of items we're buying, how we can make sure the items we're buying are packaged properly. If we can reuse those items, there's a lot of wonderful thrift stores and secondhand stores here in the community that can utilize those items. Recycle what we can for sure, definitely. And then with those items, with nothing else that can be done, then that's where resource recovery here is at the end to help recover energy from those items before they go to landfill. I just want to throw one real quick plug in for the Rummage Rampage. We're hoping to hold that this summer. We've held it 5 years previously. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do it last year. It'd be in the Intermodal Center, just south of the ISU campus at the end of July, first part of August. And with that event, if you have housewares, furniture, kitchenware items, you can bring those items into us. We'll accept them. We have a large group of volunteers that staff the event and do all the labor for the event. And then we're able to keep a lot of those items out of the landfill rather than having them sit on the curb when people are moving in and out of apartments. 2 years ago, we were able to keep 116,000 pounds of items out of the landfill with Rummage Rampage, and we raised over $33,000 that these nonprofits were able to take and utilize in their missions of the work that they were trying to do.
And I think that's a great plug, especially for the stuff that we've already been talking about. What are ways that we can donate our things that we don't need anymore for Rummage Rampage?
Sure. We'll have information on our website and on the city calendar. We'll start on Friday afternoon at noon. And all you need to do is just swing by the Intermodal at 129 Hayward, and you can drop items off all the way throughout the event. We start on July 30th is the first day of the event for dropping items off, and then we will run sales through August 7th. So with July 30th through Friday, August 6th, you can drop items off, and we'll be happy to receive those and put them to good use.
That sounds great. Drop off things I don't need, pick up some things I do, right?
That happens quite often. Come in, empty the vehicle, park, and build up again.
That's right. Well, Bill, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
No, I just really like to thank people for their support of resource recovery over the years. And if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. We love those calls people call. You know, I've got this, what do I do with it? You know, I want to make sure I dispose of it properly, and that's what we want to make sure we're here to help you get that taken care of.
Great. Well, once again, my guest was Bill Schmidt, the superintendent of the Resource Recovery Plant here in Ames, with some great programs going on for recycling as well as our refuse-derived fuel. So thank you very much. Enjoy this Earth Day awareness, and we'll be back with some more interviews.